Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, do you settle for frumpy because nothing fits when you go shopping? Well, Shirley wrote to me and she said, if you could grant one wish, I wish you could find clothes to fit my shape or magically make 50 pounds disappear. Wish I could magically do that because I do it for myself. I hate shopping for clothes because nothing fits. I sew luckily, so I have to alter everything, take up sleeves and shoulders and lengths on tops and pants. It's time consuming and hard and I just opt to give up and look frumpy. So let's talk about what frumpy is. Now, I haven't got the magic wand. I can't make the 50 pounds disappear, but I can teach you how to find things or create things. Now, as someone who sews, I would recommend that you actually give up on the stores because they are not making clothes to fit you. You've already discovered that it's frustrating, it's annoying, and it's not making you feel good. It's sapping your confidence and it's sapping your self-esteem. So how about think about sewing your wardrobe instead of buying? That way you can alter the pattern to start with so you can adjust things to fit you from the beginning, which is means it's, you know, you don't get those lessons in depression every time you go shopping. But also let's just talk about frumpy and what frumpy is. So frumpy can mean you're just wearing saggy, baggy, out of shape. That's one of the most common sorts of things where it's like, it's just kind of, it'll do. Often it's like saggy, it just doesn't fit well. But also too is it can mean like you're wearing something that's old because you can't find anything better and it's looking worn out. So I always think about there's a lot of ways we can still be comfortable, we can still look great in our clothes without having to go down the frumpy route. So when I think about frumpy also says to me dated as well. So if you sew, which is great, why not think about sewing a whole new wardrobe for yourself, one little piece at a time? And there's some great patterns out there these days. I recently made a dress on the weekend that had all these different options. It's not one of the big, you know, pattern companies. It's a very small person, but she had these complete video instructions of how to sew every single element of the dress that I made. And so even if you're not an expert sewer, when you've got someone guiding you, it really can make life a lot easier. If you're not expert, if you were just doing a few hems and things, actually going back to garments can feel like a bit of a jump, but of course you get better every one that you do. So the other thing about sewing that is so great is that you get to choose the fabric, choose the colours, choose the patterns. You can actually choose things that go together so much more easily than randomly hoping that you find that in the stores. But even if you are shopping in stores, we want to avoid frumpy. And so these are things I look out for. So fit is important. The reality is they are not taking your measurements to create a garment. They're not manufacturing for you in particular. And this is why we all have fit issues. What they are manufacturing for is to make clothes be got on the largest number of bodies, not necessarily to make you look good. So they'll do things like have very big armholes potentially. And so sometimes, you know, you try something on, you think, wow, this armhole's really low and it's uncomfortably low. That's because they just want to get as many arms into it as possible. Or they do things like have very big baggy sleeves because you can get the most arms into it. They, you know, may have too much fabric through the thighs or the waist or whatever it is for you. And that's because they're not coming and taking your measurements. Or of course, the worst is trousers. Trousers are the hardest garment for women to fit. And that's because of the rise, which is where the zip is and your crotch and then goes through the middle of your bottom. That is the hardest to fit. And this is why often there are some garments that are easier to fit than others. And you might find skirts are easier to fit than pants. So rather than keeping on looking for pants and getting depressed, why not try looking at skirts? Dresses too may be easier to fit. Knit fabrics are always easier to fit. And this is why there's a lot more stretch in clothing these days, because it makes fit simpler. And not everything has to be skin tight or anything like that as well. So there's lots of things you can look at. But also too is frumpy. And I think this is where when we've kind of lost our personal style, it doesn't make us look good. And kind of giving up and wearing it'll do Like I'm not naked. If you're down in the I'm not naked, I think that's where frumpy lives. You know, this is where it's not actually psychologically making you feel good. And there's so much research that shows that when we're depressed, we're more likely to wear the frumpy clothes. And that when we're feeling good. And so rather than to hold on to the few good pieces for good occasions, you should wear them every day. But if you look at your wardrobe and what are the pieces that actually don't make you feel frumpy, start to analyze what it is about them that makes them work. Is it something about the fabric? The fiber content, it could be the texture, it could be the color, it could be a pattern, it could be the style, how structured or unstructured, the loose, the fitting, if it's looser or tighter, if it's, you know, there's all these different things to look at. And it's also about coordinating clothes, that often when we get to frumpy, it's because we just do something very, very simple where it's a top and a bottom and there's nothing else. And this is why even adding that third piece can move an outfit away from frumpy to more stylish. And it's also looking at proportions. There's the proportions of your body. So they're what we call our body proportions. You want to think about that we're not cutting the body into two equal parts. We want to have like a one third, two thirds sort of rule that we find much more visually appealing. And so if you're petite, this often happens because the tops are too long and then that you have to have the pants shorter or whatever. And so it ends up as a, you know, half, half really easily. Also looking at the principle of volume, that if you're wearing one voluminous garment, wearing another voluminous garment, that tends to, like, you know, make everything look kind of too big and baggy and adds bulk. So be looking at, you know, one thing is fitted and one thing is loose, or if you're wearing two more voluminous garments, having something like it come in on your body at some point, whether that's at the empire line, at the waist, at the hips, wherever it is good for you, they are things to look for. So I know I can't fix, you know, I haven't got the magical weight loss fairy dust, but I certainly know that you can look stylish at any size. And sometimes it's about looking further afield. If you can sew it for yourself. If you can't, can you find somebody who can do it for you? There's often people on places like Etsy too that might sew for you a bit more custom, or finding a local dressmaker, particularly when you're not manufacturing standard. And honestly, very few of us are manufacturing standard. I know I'm not. And we all struggle, no matter our size, to find things that fit. Alison wrote and she said to me, I tend towards a classic style with quality fabrics, as I have always been interested in clothes and dressmaking. Sometimes I throw in a bit of drama or creativity. The problem is my friendship group favours very relaxed, casual dressing styles, and so I often feel slightly overdressed at catch-ups. Am I destined to spend my life in jeans and t-shirts, leaving my nicer things in my wardrobe? Nobody else wears blazers, though I love them. I'm semi-retired and work still gives me a chance to dress more formally, but I've noticed that even there, post-COVID, people in the workplace are dressing very informally. I feel out of step. Now, you know, you are not alone. I'd rather be overdressed than underdressed. And this is where there are different personalities. Some people would rather be underdressed than overdressed. Others would rather be overdressed than underdressed. There may be somebody else in your friendship group who would also rather be overdressed than underdressed, but they are like you are feeling if you have to, you know, resort to jeans and a t-shirt every time you catch up with them, feeling that they are then, that they can't wear that. So if you keep wearing your more stylish clothes, the things that make you feel better, you know what may happen is somebody else in your group may think you might give them the courage to actually do that as well. So they too can express their style. There is so much around style that almost feels like we have to be given permission to be ourselves. And I'm going to give you the permission today. You be yourself. You dress in the way that makes you feel great, that expresses your personality, that makes you feel at ease and comfortable. And it also makes you feel empowered and confident. Because this is really important, because they're affecting your own mindset, your clothes, your outfits. And even if you are going to wear jeans and a t-shirt, can you add an accessory? Can you add some stuff that just dresses that down, you know, that level of refinement up? And also too, is jeans come in so many different versions these days. Could you not wear a dressier pair of jeans? You know, even if you're wearing jeans and a collared shirt, it's still fitting in the, you know, like they're very more casual, but it's still an elevated version. There are ways of elevating even really comfortable. What's great 2026, back to the statement necklace. How fabulous is that? Just, you know, today I'm wearing jeans with this knit top. There is nothing fancy about my clothes, but it's the accessories that make the outfit so much more interesting. So I would think about that, but remember, give yourself the permission to wear what makes you comfortable, particularly if you feel like you're out of step. You know what? That's okay. And also too, I've even found in workplaces where I've worked, where I started working there and people were more dressed down. And because I always just kept dressing up because they were my work clothes, other people started following along. So this is where you might find that you can influence people to dress a little bit more stylishly just by you keeping on doing it rather than feeling like you have to be pressured to blend in and fit in that way. It's also this expression of your personality. And I bet you your friends are admiring you and your style and wishing that they had your style too. They just may not have said anything to you. Margie says, as a classic style person, I struggle with looking put together when we have 3 to 4 months of high 90 and low 100 degree temperatures in Texas. And if you're in Fahrenheit, that's Fahrenheit. If you're in Celsius, that means like high 30s, early 40s. So I understand that we get a bit of that in Australia, depends where you live, but certainly it's hard when it's super hot to feel stylish. So this is where I have found what you want to do is make your really hot weather clothes speak for themselves, because this is where you may not want to put on a necklace like this could feel just way too hot on a 40 degree day. So instead, what you might want to do is look for tops that have built-in decoration at the neckline or something like that. So where there can be construction or some sort of decoration so that it is more interesting. You could think about, you know, something around your clothes being interesting. So your summer clothes have interest in them. That is built into them rather than needing to put anything else on. You don't need the layer. In winter, we can use the layers to create interest in outfits. When it's really hot, the last thing we want to do is put on a whole lot of layers. So therefore, you need to build the interest into those single garments. So whether it's, you know, like having patterns or prints, having built-in decorative detail, interesting construction, all these things add in color. You know, rather than neutral, add in, you know, have some colors that make you feel great that also work for you. We can have, you know, so it's interesting construction, there's color, interest in the fabric. Why not look for a fabric? And this is where, say, an eyelet, you know, or some sort of, you know, fabric that has an interesting texture or cutout or a pattern built in to it can also be great to add interest. So in the fabric, in the texture, you know, there's lots of different ways we can add that interest. So, and think about dresses. So a dress in itself is a smart garment on the whole. Can you find dresses that, you know, suit your personality, but also are interesting? So that you're just wearing the one garment. A dress too can be a great garment for when it's really hot. Because often putting pants and shorts and stuff on when you have a waistband that has to do up so that they don't fall down actually is more constrictive than having a dress that may not have that tightness around the waist. So I would think about dresses and I would think about that built-in detail some way or other. So I notice like my really hot weather t-shirts have either have interesting construction or they have a pattern that makes it interesting. So nothing else needs to be added. You know, things like earrings can still be great, but look for lightweight. That's why I love these ones. They're little hand crocheted. I bought them from an artisan. Hand crocheted flowers, incredibly light. Love them. Go with so many of my things because they're in my colors. But yeah, so these are things we can look for in, you know, in outfits, and even too, like brooches are back this year. So using brooches rather than necklaces in the middle of summer. That's something I've done a lot this summer. Wear a brooch, not a necklace. Doesn't feel so hot. So those are things you can do when your style is, you know, more naturally elevated and you're more used to adding extra garments and adding the blazer and all those things. Too hot to do that. So it's looking for what it is that you love, but in single garments, so you don't need to add anything else in. Thank you so much for watching or listening, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.